Sunday. There he is, Jimmy Cassidy. We'll take a break into the news, and then after that, we'll have a chat with Michael Hawks, Peter Moody and Sam Clipperton.
Sky Sports Radio News for toyotamaterialhandling.com.au, Australia's first choice in four
shots. A national school vaccination register is being set up, and doctors will be paid $12 incentives for giving overdue jabs to children. Australian Medical Association President Saxon Smith says having a majority of the population immunised is vital.
What we're thankful for is that this is now front and centre of our conversation in day-to-day and media. And that's a really important thing to have.
The Telegraph reports religious exemptions are now also being scrapped, along with the conscientious objector exemption originally included in the government's no jab, no pay laws. DNA testing is underway after a 300-metre trail of blood was found on a service road in the Blue Mountains. A crime scene was set up in the Wentworth Falls yesterday afternoon after the fluid was found. Sonia Roberts from police headquarters says forensic testing has confirmed the blood to be human.
DNA testing is underway to identify a potential victim, and we are concerned somebody may have been injured during an incident in that area, and checks of local hospitals have yet to turn up any link to anyone seeking treatment and the area where the blood was found.
4,000 people have gathered for a dawn service at the Kokoda Track Memorial Walkway in Concord. Security agencies are on high alert after yesterday's terror raids in Melbourne, with five teenagers arrested on suspicion of planning an Anzac Day attack. UK police are also reviewing their operations ahead of next weekend's centenary. The Defence Force has revealed what Prince Harry has been up to in his first 2 weeks with the Australian Army. Bo Mitchum reports.
The Royal arrived in Australia earlier this month to start a four-week deployment. He placed a poppy at the Roll of Honour at the Australian War Memorial on his first day, but little else is known about what he's been up to. The ADF has finally shed some light on that, revealing Harry's been in Darwin working with troops at the Robertson Barracks. He's taken part in day-to-day activities and even played a game of wheelchair AFL with the Army's wounded, injured and ill members. Harry will jet off to Gallipoli for Anzac commemoration before returning to Australia to spend time with units in Perth and Sydney. Bo Mitchum, Macquarie National News.
Mental health has become the single biggest issue raised by callers to Kids Helpline. The 2014 report reveals family relationships were still the main issue for those aged 5 to 12, but for those in the 19 to 25 age bracket, mental health, suicide and self-harm was number one. A man has suspected head and spinal injuries after falling from a double bay unit complex. And the Prime Minister has followed in Bob Hawke's footsteps, downing a beer in one go at a Sydney pub. In finance, one Australian dollar buying 77.82 US cents. The Roosters are now 3 weeks without a win after going down to Melbourne 17-16 at Amy Park. The game was decided by a Cooper Cronk drop goal 40 seconds from the final whistle. Storm skipper Cameron Smith says they aren't letting the win get to their heads.
We don't look at ladders all that often. Big fella beside me doesn't let us do that, and he doesn't let us get too carried away with winning a few games in a row.
Jake Granville has been the saviour for North Queensland, scoring a last-minute try to topple the Warriors 28-24, while Gold Coast thrashed Penrith 32-6 in the other match. A late surge from the Hurricanes has been enough to beat the Waratahs, with the New South Wales side winning their Super Rugby match 29-24. The Swans have downed the GWS Giants by 21 points in their AFL Sydney derby. Wins also to Essendon, the Adelaide Crows, Port Adelaide and Richmond. Melbourne victory has all but sealed the A-League Premiership after a 1-0 win over Brisbane Roar. Melbourne's Lee Broxham has told Fox Sports it was a great feeling to almost have their hands on the trophy.
It's still not mathematically done, but it's sweet at the moment, and we'll take it one game at a time at the moment.
Western Sydney downed Adelaide United 2-1, and in the EPL, Manchester United, Aston Villa, Liverpool, Arsenal and Chelsea all recorded wins. It's 7:04. This is Macquarie National News.
Here we go! Oh, it's worth the shout! Get in here! It's a hat-trick! We've got one tonight at the MCG! And it's Dan Christian! You beauty!
He's past the point of no! Oh, ladies and gentlemen! Come on down, Carmichael Hunt! All around Australia, they'll get to see that one! The Carmichael killer, Ash McGrath, comes in! It's on its way! It's there!
on Sky Sports Radio. This is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Chock full of sporting news and views from around the country and around the world. Plus, have your say. Here's Ray Thomas and Jimmy Smith.
And welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Ray, Jimmy and Miracle Mal. And boys, it's not often you can go to a Royal Randwick meeting with three runners and come home with two Group 1 wins and a Group 3 win. But that's just what Peter Moody was able to do yesterday, and he's been good enough to join us bright and early this morning. Pete, good morning.
Morning, boys.
Congratulations, Nerds. Peter. Terrific day. And I know I asked you yesterday, Pete, but going to the races, it's a carnival day, it's Group 1 racing. I don't think you would have expected to come home with three big winners.
No, we went there very positive with each horse, but for it all fall together on the day, it pretty seldom ever happens, and pleasingly that it did yesterday for us.
And Pete Distin, well, again, I asked you yesterday, and you describe him as underrated, unassuming. He's all that and more, but you look at his record now, four Group 1s this season, five for his career. He goes out on winning arguably one of the best weight for age races we've seen in Sydney this autumn, and he's just a really, really good horse.
Yeah, well, he's done it from day one. You know, I think he won a Group 3, one of the lead-ups to the Blue Diamond, his first start in the race, and I think yesterday was race 21, I think, 21st, and went out an all-age winner. And I think in yesterday's field, there's a couple of the world's individual best horses there, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, surely he's got to earn some plaudits for that. On a surface that he gets through but doesn't enjoy. You know, and that's the thing. He's just a tough sort of street fighting type of horse. He's a typical colonial bred horse that gets the job done. And you know, I'm sure he's going to have a hell of a successful career at stud. He's a magnificent looking individual and just all racehorse. And you see a few of these cream puffs with a flash in the pan come along, and you know they do it for a carnival and look outstanding. And they know they've got, you know, they've got the ability, but for a horse to, you know, he's done it for two
year
and a half
in,
seasons.
Year in, year out, yeah.
You know, he's a group winner as a two-year-old, a Guineas winner as a three-year-old, and four-time winner at the ultimate level, at weight for age, as a four-year-old. Now, very seldom any entires perform at four because their mind's usually gone off the job by now. It just shows you the attitude, the determination and the soundness of this horse.
And you led him back to scale yesterday. You bit the bullet and finally got to lead him back to scale.
Well, I owned him for three, owned him for his first three Group 1 wins, and I never got the opportunity, so I thought, bugger it, I'll take him.
I bet you're pushing him out of the way to get to him too, mate.
Well, to be honest, I was the only bugger there. I was behind the gate, so I thought, I'll enjoy the moment.
Peter, your first Group 1 winner on the day was in the Moe and Chandon, the Champagne Stakes, Pasadena Girl. Now, just to clarify beforehand, was that the 50th Group 1 win or the 50th Group 1 winner? I think we've lost Peter Moody there, unfortunately. But, Ray, you might be able to clear that up. Pasadena Girl, 50th Group 1 winner or 50th Group 1 win, knowing that Black Caviar had 25 how many Group 1s?
Yeah, his 50th career Group 1, and he made it 51 in the very next with Dissident. So, like,
didn't she drive to the line strongly?
Oh, she's only a little thing, but she's all hard. I think we've got Peter Moody back online. Peter, you there?
Yeah, back again, boys. A bit unusual. We've got Sydney weather here in Melbourne.
Okay. Yeah, it's raining, is it?
Well, it's bright and sunny, Pete.
Yeah, no, it's pouring down here this morning. So, you'd think you were still sitting at Sydney.
Very good. Hey, we were talking about Pasadena Girl, and she just drove to the line so strongly, Peter. Did that performance surprise you at all?
No, not at all. She's a very good filly, and you know, with respect to the opposition, I thought she should have nearly won the size produce. And had the track been improved like it did yesterday, I've got no doubt she would have. You know, she's got a nice turn of foot, and you just don't get the opportunity to show that on heavy ground. And you know, the other horses might have improved in the size too, but I know she would have. So yesterday, she sort of sat back off them and out-sprinted them, gave them a fair start and was too good. And I think only time will aid her. She's a small, petite sort of a filly. She's got plenty of development ahead of her. And everyone that sort of had anything to do with her has always been quite impressed. But, you know, largely by the fact that she punches above her weight in size, but her actual ability is very, very good.
Yeah, Pete, she's living proof that size doesn't matter, isn't she?
Exactly. You know, fourth time to the races yesterday. It was the might be silly for someone that, not to know her, but it was the heaviest, sort of the biggest she'd gone to the races. She's got an unbelievable attitude toward what she does and has just thrived on racing and has pulled up super again this morning. If there was one again in a couple of weeks, she would have been tempted, but she's definitely out for a holiday.
Pete, did you buy her from the sales?
Yeah, I bought her at Melbourne Premier. I only paid $25,000 for it, and to be fair, she wasn't a $25,000 filly. She was just one of those horses that fell into the wrong sale because she wasn't the big, strong, precocious Victorian bred type that people look for in that Melbourne sale for the voters' bonuses. She slipped through the cracks, and I was able to secure her for next to nothing. And, you know, that's sort of... I'm going to give myself a pat on the back. I do all my own bloodstock work looking at these horses at the sales, and you're always mindful of Vobis and Bobs and Cutis, and they're wonderful schemes, but at the end of the day, you need racehorses to fill your stable. And she was one of those horses that was just ridiculously underpriced, and I look at them all, and I didn't go there to buy her, but when I saw her at that price, I thought there's nothing wrong with this filly. I've had good success buying off Lanford Park in New Zealand. She's got a nice pedigree, first foal of a young Redoute's Choice mare. That stupid money, she's unbelievable value. I've got to buy her.
It's amazing how the racing game goes, isn't it, Pete? Yesterday, you bid farewell on a winning note to your stable star and a Group 1 winner in Dissident. Then you produced on the same day another Group 1 winner in Pasadena Girl and possibly your Wait for Age replacement for Dissident in High World.
Yeah, well, he's very exciting. He probably should have been unbeaten this time round. He had no joy at Flemington first up, but he bowled over those three in Sydney, and he's a really nice horse. He's a scopey individual, and I think he can really develop into a serious horse come the spring and autumn of next year. It's all ahead of him. He's still quite immature in a lot of his traits and his racing mannerisms, you know, without improving, he's going to be a bloody nice handicapper. But if he takes the next step, he could be a Wait for Age horse, as you say.
Pete, I've got to ask you, there's been controversy around the stable of late with the elevated levels of cobalt. The inquiry still ongoing, from what I understand. Can you give us an understanding of the impact that has had on the stable and more personally, the impact that it's had on you?
We've pushed it to one side. We have a lot of horses race. Our record speaks for itself. And I'm pleased from the perspective up there in New South Wales that Ray Murray and his team went back and looked at black caviar swabs, because that was the thing that hurt me most. Start hearing scandal and rumour mongers want to denigrate, you know, her through me, but I can't explain it. I haven't got an issue with it. I think it's something that's got to run its course. There is an investigation ongoing, I believe. I don't know much about it.
Right.
I haven't heard anything for a long time. And I think it's something that we all struggle to understand, this cobalt issue. And my levels are significantly, it's a pin drop compared to the stables that you're sort of aware of up there where it was ultimately used on horses. So I really have no understanding of the drug, and I can't explain how this has happened. Like, I have 2,000 runners a year, 200 runners a year, and a horse that was placed in a race at Flemington produced a high level. So hopefully it's sorted out soon. It's been very negative for business,
right,
unfortunately, and particularly at this time of the year where we've just finished the yearling sale season, and, you know, I've had to go out and put my own on the line because I haven't got people knocking at the door wanting to invest in my stable, unfortunately, or certainly not to the degree they usually are. So,
can you put a percentage on that, Peter, the impact?
Oh, well, listen, the percentage will come later in the year. I've still gone out and bought all my own stock, as I do every year.
Okay.
But I know most of that is still sitting on the rack. So Mrs. S.A. Moody will be racing most of the horses that I've bought this year. I've probably bought 70-odd yearlings, 75 yearlings, as I do every year.
Wow.
And if you have trust in me and don't believe I'm a cheat and know I'm going to do a good job, have a look at my website. You'll find a bloody nice horse if you want to race one with us.
Well, Pete, the best advertisement is days like yesterday with a double Group 1. And, Pete, you've had a terrific Sydney Autumn Carnival. You also won a Group 1 with Plucky Bill at the Coolmore Classic at Rose Hill. Just finally, Pete, your impressions, thoughts on the Sydney Autumn Carnival and in particular the championships?
Oh, listen, it's been terrific. It's been good racing. Unfortunately, it's marred by the weather a bit. But, you know, when I look to Sydney Easter, I prepare myself to to come up for wet ground. You know, I lived there for a lot of years and I've been visiting there for a lot of years, and Easter time usually brings moisture. For some unknown reason, that's the way it is. So if you're going there expecting fleet hard tracks, you got rocks in your head. But it's just a shame on the day, this year, on the days the rain arrived at times, which affects the crowd. But I think the ATC are to be congratulated. I reckon there's still kinks to iron out, and you know, we can all learn from our mistakes going forward. I don't think there was any significant mistakes, but we can learn from each year going forward and look to improve on it. And you know, and you know, you see a lot of international visitors, and it's growing in stature, and it, you know, they're really to be congratulated on the way they've gone about it. And as long as we continue to improve on it, job well done for everyone.
And congratulations to you too, Pete, for a fantastic autumn carnival. Appreciate your time bright and early this morning. And let's hope there's more big race winners from the PG Moody stable in coming weeks.
Well, I appreciate it, boys. And just like to thank, you know, all the owners and staff. Claire up there does a great job, as you boys know. You speak to her quite regularly. And the staff here in Melbourne, headed by Steph Little, it's been a good carnival. And the first truckload left for Queensland yesterday, so the roadshow moves on.
Good on you. Thanks so much, Pete.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers, Pete.
There he is, Peter Moody. Great to have him on the program. You've got to ask about those things around the inquiry. It's really interesting to find the impact that it has on them. By the sounds of things, there are some good yearlings available on the via the Moody website, moodyracing.com.au. So it's always interesting when you read that sort of stuff and you try and dig a little bit deeper, guys, and just have an understanding of the impact. And, you know, I think financially things are okay for Peter, but he's taken a risk this year.
Well, I think he summed it up well, didn't he, Jimmy? Just sent me, he said he has over 2,000 runners a year, and he's had one positive to cobalt, which he can't explain. So after the break, boys, hopefully we'll get Michael Hawks about this unbelievable sprinter, our boy Malachi.
And the gates are about to open. They're off and they're racing.
Sky Sports Radio is proud to be a part of the New South Wales racing industry. Whether it's Randwick, Menangle or Wentworth Park, we love presenting the very best racing service. Exciting calls, the betting moves, the totes and key interviews. All part of the National Racing Service every day on Sky Sports Radio.
Harvey Norman's first ever clearance outlet is now open. It's at Mascot in Sydney, full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, cheap, cheap and price to clear. Fridges, washers, air conditioning, TV, computers, furniture and outdoor bedding, flooring and lots, 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 lots more. You'll love the savings at Harvey Norman's clearance outlet, Gardiners Road, Mascot.
If you're building a house, you'll want the highest quality lintels at the lowest possible price. For concrete lintels, galvanized steel lintels, render mesh bars, T-bars and other steel building products, the Builders Steel Direct team can't and won't be beaten on price or service. Next day delivery is guaranteed. For the best lintels, T-bars, render mesh and arch bars at unbeatable low prices, check out builderssteeldirect.com.au or call Builders Steel Direct, the lintel specialists, 9623 8584.
Are you looking to buy or sell a thoroughbred, maybe a broodmare, tried racehorse, or even a yearling? Look no further than bloodstockauction.com, Australia's first 100% online auction. Horses go under the hammer from 7 p.m, the first and third Tuesday of every month. Catalogues are available 5 days prior to the sale. Trading horses has never been easier. No more unnecessary transport of valuable assets. With regular sales, there's no more waiting. Log on and become a member today. Access to Bloodstock across Australia and internationally. Bloodstockauction.com, delivering the sales ring to you.
On your sport and your team, you're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend on Sky Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the program. It is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Ray, Miracle and Jimmy, a little bit late out of the blocks. We're bit slow, but we've picked things up a bit. You can help us. 1353 53 is the open line number. Get us on the SMS as well. 0419-SMS-BSB. That's 0419-767-272. Lots coming up. Andy Pascalidis from the World of Football, and a big win for the Melbourne Victory last night, confirming them atop the ladder of the A-League. Zorba's Zappa. Very shortly, we'll find out from him what's going on with DCE and Nate Miles and all the rumour and innuendo around the Manly Warringah Seagulls. We've got our Z and Z quiz, which is a standout. I think, Raymond, you're in front on that one, aren't you?
5-2, I think, Jimmy.
5-2, a bit of a comeback last week for me. And then, of course, a little bit later on in the program, it's a who's who. Graham Arnold from Sydney FC, Jake Lloyd from the Sydney Swans, Cooper Cronk from the Melbourne Storm, and Steve Turvey Mortimer, one of the legends. The Archbishop of Canterbury is going to be on too. He's a proud blue, and we'll talk about a great initiative from the New South Wales Rugby League coming up very shortly as well. And just on that SMS too, as I said, if you want to send one in, 0419-SMS-BSB, but this one's come in, Mel. Hey, Mel. Bet you don't grow 10 feet tall when you pull on a Manly jumper these days. That's from Peter.
Good on you, Peter.
Malcolm?
Right.
Anything?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Fair enough. I haven't pulled a Manly jumper on for a while.
No, I bet you're wearing your blue skivvy and your blue overalls today.
Yeah, I haven't got the Manly jumper.
Yeah. Well, this guy would have been very happy with what happened yesterday. The 21-year-old, he's just come out into the senior ranks and he just keeps going from strength to strength. A good win on Gypsy Diamond, and it was a ride, gentlemen, that was lauded by Peter Snowden. I bet he's on top of the world this morning. Sam Clippen, he joins us on the line. G'day, Sam.
Good morning, guys. How's things?
Yeah, really good. Congratulations on that win on Gypsy Diamond. The start, Sam. What's going on with Gypsy Diamond out of the barriers?
Yeah, she's a bit of a frustrating little thing. She's made a bit of a habit of really missing the start quite badly, and she did it in the Queen of the Turf two starts ago, and yesterday I really tried to make sure it wasn't going to happen again. I gave her a good sharp can into the gates, and then behind the gates I didn't let her stop moving. I was trotting her in figure of eights the whole time, right up until they called my name, and I basically trotted her straight in the gates. She was in the gates for a matter of 10 seconds and she still managed to walk out at her own leisure.
So that didn't work, Sam?
No, that plan didn't work. That one sort of made me look like a bit of a fool, but luckily I was able to sort of dart across behind the face of the field, get right on the back of a horse that I rated a big chance in Index Linked. The 2,000 metres was, in my opinion, going to suit her down to the ground. So once I found the fence, got her travelling in a nice rhythm, it was just a matter of getting out and clear running, and she did the rest.
Yeah, it was a great ride, Sam, without any doubt. And was that
off the back of Lee Banz there in the
screen? Yeah, was that like a game plan for you to duck back to the inside? Did you have that in the back of your mind to save ground once you missed the start? Because it was plan B after that.
Yeah, that's right. And as you know, Malcolm, you know, sometimes when the plan goes out the window at the start, you just need to ride on instinct then and ride it how you see it. I was very confident from the half mile onwards. I was following Glenn Boss on Index Linked, who really took me into the race. Then at about the 300 metre mark, I ducked back to the inside. I had Lee Baz ahead of me and was able to sort of weave a passage in between runners, and from about the furlong marker, she actually changed her lead. She changed her gait and she really lengthened good. And the last 100 was the last furlong, as I said, was probably her best. She really savaged the line.
Sam, to perform on the big stage like you did yesterday and have done right through this autumn carnival, you mentioned to me yesterday you've now won 4 feature races across the autumn on Andorra, Beale, Peeping, Ottoman, and now, of course, Gypsy Diamond. To perform on the biggest stage in Sydney racing, how important was it for your career development to be seen to be competitive against the top jockeys from not only Australia but around the world in the last few weeks?
Yeah, it's been amazing, Ray. You know, I've certainly sort of given myself a bit of a confidence boost in my riding. You know, it's been great to being given such great opportunities of a wide variety of trainers and owners, particularly John O'Shea and Godolphin. They've been amazing, their support. You know, it's just been great that I've been able to ride it consistently over the carnival, get a few nice wins on the board, and even on the days where I didn't ride a winner, I was still fighting out a finish in some sort of race. And, you know, it's just a big thrill. Everything about the carnival is amazing. The big crowd, the atmosphere, behind the gates, you got the helicopters flying around above you, and it seems to make you, create a real buzz about things. And, I'm not sure as a jockey, I'm not sure what it does to you, but it definitely makes you lift and perform right at your A game. So, yeah, the last 6 weeks have been amazing, that's for sure.
Sam, how does that work? You're securing rides with, you mentioned Godolphin, I think you had a couple yesterday, Mr. Quinton, Peter and Paul Snowden, Paul Perry. How does that work? Do you have someone that does that work on your behalf? How much track work are you riding with these guys during the course of any given week?
Well, I've got my manager behind me, John Shell.
Right.
He's been doing a great job.
Good man, Shiner.
I've had him, I've had him for the last probably year and a half now, and yeah, he works hard behind the scenes and does a good job with my rides. Still do a lot of track work for Ron. Ron makes sure he gets me in there and keeps me honest and, you know, keeps me on my A game, and I still enjoy doing a lot of work for Ron. And that's at Randwick, obviously.
Yep.
And then twice a week I do my, track work for O'Shea and Godolphin. So on Tuesdays, I'll head out to Warwick Farm and do their work out there. And then on Fridays, I'll head out to their Agnes Banks property.
Yep.
And do some work out there. So I've really sort of settled into my routine now as a senior. That's something I found not difficult, but a little bit strange when I first came out of my time. It was very strange, literally going from overnight being an apprentice to, yeah, overnight seriously having all this freedom. You know, I really found that, a little bit strange and took a while to getting used to, but, you know, now I'm in my full swing with my routine. I have a set plan through the week.
Yep.
And I make sure I stick to it, and it's working for me.
Yeah, well, we know you're a senior jockey now, Sam, because you called Ron Quinton Ron and not Mr. Quinton. So things are looking up, eh? Well done on yesterday. Congratulations. Well done on the carnival. And really appreciate your time on a Sunday morning.
No, Jarman, thanks for having me, guys.
Sam, great carnival for him, boys. And he just keeps emerging, doesn't he, as a standout Sydney jockey?
Yeah, he certainly does. He's getting better, improving all the time. And I was dying to ask him, now he's gone to that different level, does he start preparing himself for Brisbane Carnival and the carnivals all around? Because he is riding different quality horses now, better quality horses and carnival horses.
Or do you stay home and make sure the sun shines?
Yeah. It's which way do you go? There was an inquiry yesterday at the races. Now, what is the correct betting on an inquiry when the stewards lodge it?
It's almost no betting.
there's got to be no betting. When
it's
the stewards,
for sure.
Yeah, it's going to. When the stewards lodge an inquiry, I'm tipping it'll be uphill.
Yeah, good point. 1353 is the open line number. Get us on the SMS as well. 0419 SMS BSB. That's 0419 767 272. And of course, you can send through a tweet if you would like at Sky Big Sports. WEND, Big Sports, WEND. Time now to speak to Andy Pascalides, our Mr. Football here at Sky Sports Radio. Raymond, sorry about that, mate. But, I don't know. Is Sydney FC your team, Ray?
I love him. And I love watching him Friday night. And I was just going to say, we'll say goodbye to the great man, Miracle Mal, and welcome in another great man, Andy Pascalides. But you did it so effortlessly, Jim.
Is Miracle gone?
He's still gone? He's still here. He wanted to say goodbye. That was
all. Oh, right. Well, we better say goodbye to you, Mal. Good luck for the week, Malcolm.
Thanks, mate. Ta-ta.
You never know who might be playing with Manly come the end of the week.
Stop it. I'm not pulling on that jumper.
All right. Fair enough. Good on you, Mal. Have a great day. Appreciate your overtime today as well. Appreciate you hanging on as long as you have, Andy Pascalides. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, gents. How are we?
Yeah, really well. Phil Stubbins says that Alex Brosk is the best player in the country. Agree or disagree?
Geez, on form at the moment. He's the hottest player in town, boys.
Yeah.
A double on Friday night got them out of jail, didn't it? All their goals came in the second half after they trailed in the 21st minute. But, gee, you feel for Newcastle. They've had a real rough battle this season. And interesting to see Nathan Tinkler out there on the field doing media interviews, describing his passion for the team, which is commendable in a sense because a lot of people were wondering how committed he is.
Well, Andy, I think he said he hasn't missed a game of the Jets at home for 5 years.
Look, he wasn't. In the first instance, a football person per se, obviously a big Knights fan, and we all know his background in racing. But I think it's impressive that he's stood up and shown the people of Newcastle that he is here to support them and get them through the tough times.
And I tell you what, too, Jimmy and Andy, if you want to go and watch an A-League game, wasn't Friday night's game between the Jets and Sydney FC just a great advertisement for the sport? That was a fantastic game of soccer.
I mean, I think we were spoilt on Friday night with Wellington coming back against the Mariners from 2-0 down, unlucky Mariners, and then Newcastle to come back to 3-3 after being down 3-1, and then, you know, the late goal for Sydney. And then yesterday, the Wanderers beat Adelaide 2-1, and Brisbane fell to Melbourne victory again 1-0. I must admit, first time I didn't back the Wanderers, and first home game I didn't get to, believe it or not, I was at the finish line at Randwick.
Okay, so you missed the Wanderers. The win of Melbourne victory, that basically seals the Premier's plate for victory.
I think so. I think so, mate. It's going to take miracle of the highest order for them to fall over the banana skin. Next weekend they host the Central Coast Mariners next Sunday at Amy Park, and you'd expect them to get the job done. And Sydney will rue the fact they've only won four times at home in 13 games. They're an unbeaten side away from home, but they're 3 points adrift, and Wellington are on 46 points.
All right, now before we get to EPL, Perth Glory Melbourne City today, that's at 5 o'clock. 250 Glory, 350 draw, 260 Melbourne City. How do you see this one, Andy?
I'd put some money on Melbourne City. Perth have got three key players missing. There's talk of a protest against the owner, Tony Sage, today by the fans. And now that the team's out of contention for the final series, I think the players will find it tough to lift again for the last two rounds of the season.
Okay. All right. Now, disappointment for me overnight. Chelsea 1-0 against Man United.
Big result. Big result, because now they're 10 points clear of Arsenal. Those two sides have played 32 games, and Man United are on 65 points in third position. They're 4 points clear of Man City, who play tonight. And then Liverpool are trying to knock on the door of that Champions League place. But Eden Hazard took the goal well in the 38th minute. Chelsea are chasing their first title in 5 years, and for Mourinho to be his third title, and gee, it's looking good on the back of an unbeaten run at home of 13 wins and 3 draws.
And just quickly, Andy, the English FA Cup and Arsenal are through after beating Reading overnight.
Yeah, they are. A record 19th time. They needed extra time. I don't know if you've seen the highlights, guys, but I feel for the soccerer Adam Federici. He pulled off some great saves in this game. Cracking game, but he conceded a goal in extra time through his legs, and he left the field in tears, and totally understand why, because it's a pinnacle of any footballer to play at Wembley in the first and not to be there at the business end of it. Arsenal will be expected to play Liverpool, who should get through tonight against Villa.
Disappointing. Andy, great job, mate. Hope you're back to winner yesterday at Royal Randwick. We'll speak to you next week.
I should have, mate. I should have followed Dissident.
We all should have afterwards.
Anyway, Andy Pascaletti's there, Sky Sports Radio's Mr. Football. Coming up after the break, we've got the Zappers with Zorb. What's going on at the Manly Seagulls? And then we'll have our Z&Z quiz.
When the weekend is over, Hunter's Postmortem gives you the chance to discuss all things racing. Every Monday morning between 9 and 10, talk with the best in the business. Ron Duffacy, Dean Lester, Tabs Glenn Munsey and host Terry Kennedy. Call 1353 every Monday and be a part of Hunter's Postmortem on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Here's a thought for anyone renovating or building a new home.
Take a closer look at your design.
Visually, what do you think is the single most important purchase you'll make when building or renovating your home?
Windows and doors, of course.
You look through them every day. Make sure you don't look past them. They bring in light, airflow, and can assist with heating and cooling your home. Pretty important, I'd say. Wideline Windows and Doors have been manufacturing aluminium and timber windows and doors for over 40 years.
Make sure you take a closer look.
Showrooms in Parramatta, Tuggerah, and the brand new showroom in Broadmeadow Road, Broadmeadow.
Double Cream 7, the women of country. Starring Carrie Underwood, Casey Musgraves, and Miranda Lambert. Great melodies and heartfelt lyrics delivered as only the girls know how. There's Shania Twain, Dolly Parton, Martina McBride, Gretchen Wilson and many more. Hear them all on Double Cream 7, the women of country. Available now.
Right now is the perfect time to enjoy Coco Joy's range of all-natural coconut-based products. Let me tell you, there's no better refresher than Coco Joy 100% coconut water. It's naturally sweet and chock-full of goodness, and there's no nasties like added sugars, preservatives or concentrates. Compared with other typical sports drinks, it also contains higher levels of potassium, fewer calories and less sodium.
Have you had the water?
Yes, I have, and I do like that one,
right.
Jimmy.
What about the milk?
Haven't had the milk yet. Are you an aficionado of the milk?
I'm going to get on to Timmy and the boys. Oh, the bananas, that's dandy.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
Well, you know what it all does, Jimmy? It all assists with recovery after exercise, which is what
I need.
Yep.
Great news
if you're into your sport or always on the move. Coco Joy Jimmy's 100% coconut water is also dairy, gluten and soy free. Bring back the joy with Coco Joy at a store near you or online at cocojoy.com.
If you're building a house, you'll want the highest quality lintels at the lowest possible price. For concrete lintels, galvanized steel lintels, render mesh bars, T-bars and other steel building products, the Builders Steel Direct team can't and won't be beaten on price or service. Next day delivery is guaranteed. For the best lintels, T-bars, render mesh and arch bars at unbeatable low prices, check out builderssteeldirect.com.au or call Builders Steel Direct, the lintel specialists, 962-385-84.
Coco Joy are proud to bring you this week's edition of Zorba Zappers. At Coco Joy, we have everything coconut, water, milk, flour, oil, and more. Here's Zorba.
Yeah, here he is. He's the ambassador for Coco Joy. He's our regular with his zapper on a Sunday morning. I don't know. Is he the media man for the Manly Warringah Seagulls? He was described as that yesterday in newspapers. Good morning, Zorb.
Good morning, Jimmy. You dried out yet?
What about that? Oh.
What a great game. I'll get to that in a minute, but
yeah.
let's go to the DCE debacle first up and what you just mentioned there. You look, I mean, this has become a Channel 9 versus Channel 7 issue with this poor, battling old Greek, the Souvlaki on the skewer. Like most, I was watching television in my home the other night, sipping a Coco Joy.
Yeah, well done, Pete.
When Aaron Mullen broke the story on Nine midweek, that there may be a backflip. My phone never stopped ringing from then. Seven immediately refuted it, and we've heard a little else since.
Yeah.
And yesterday I'm accused of spreading the story that Cherry is staying. Look, I don't have a clue if DC is staying or not. I'm very close to some players at Manly. I'm not close to DCE. We say hi, we exchange pleasantries.
Yep.
I'd be the last person to know if he was going to stay or if he's going. But it's simple. If he hasn't changed his mind, simply front the media, who I understand he wants to be part of for the rest of his career and after it, then front the media and tell them it's simple.
Well,
yes, I'm going.
Yeah, I think that's the thing.
And I haven't changed my mind. It'll be all over then.
I think that's the thing, Zorb.
Yeah,
I think that's the thing from Friday night. He said he didn't want to speak to the media, but he had the opportunity to kill the story immediately by saying, I am going to the Gold Coast. And I think that's what certainly would have given Manly Warringah fans hope that he might be staying. You can answer this, Zorba. Are Manly working overtime to try and keep Daly Cherry Evans and or Kieran Foran at the club before round 13?
We would love them both to stay, and things have changed at our club in the last week. with the entry of the immortal Bob Fulton in a consulting role.
Yes.
Bozo is a hard taskmaster, but he also is very much a winner in everything he does.
Mm.
And if he's going to head down that path, well, who knows what will happen. But at this stage, we're thinking they're going, and we've got to get on with life, and we need to get on with it quickly because we're looking pretty awful at the moment.
All right.
Pete, can I ask Pete a question, Jimmy, just quickly? Does the round 13 clause, get-out clause, does that just fuel this speculation?
Well, obviously, we've seen players do a backflip, and James Tedesco is the latest one that's done it, and he looks like he's enjoying himself at the West Tigers. It's something that I don't have a massive problem with. I think we've got to look at players announcing a year out that they're going. I think that's the biggest problem. And I don't know how they fix that. But what we've seen this year is very little else from before Christmas to now about Cherry Evans and Foran, and it's still going on because of the 13th round get-out clause.
Yeah. Essentially, it's a cooling-off period, like any contract. You know, there's a window, a cooling-off period. But the thing about it is, they're not rushed into making these decisions.
Mm.
So why do they need a cooling-off period? I think the rule's ridiculous. I know there's some good outcomes with Tedesco and the Matautia brothers, but it's ridiculous. You've got all that time to think about the decision you make. Why do you need a cooling-off period? I think it makes a mockery of what the
fans and
the supporters are trying to do in support their club. Anyway, Roosters v Melbourne, outstanding game of football in terrible conditions, Zorba.
I loved it. And in the end, it took a champion in Cooper Cronk to settle it. I thought the Roosters were brave.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, the goal kickers were outstanding in terrible conditions. I thought the forwards, the completion rates. For people who have never played the game, just imagine that you're running the ball up a few metres from your own goal line. You're being hit by 205-kilo-plus monsters, and you've got to hang onto the ball and try and make metres. It is tough. Mm. And yet, they didn't spill the ball. 16 out of 17, the Roosters in the first half. 16 out of 18, the Melbourne Storm. And then we saw some outstanding tries at the end of the battle that was the second half. Conversions from the sideline, and then Cooper Cronk settled it with a field goal just close to full time. Great game of football in terrible, terrible conditions, but boy, that showed the skill up. Two terrific sides, well coached, and hats off to them. We knocked the players a lot, but boy, they earned their money last night, and they put on a great show for the fans there at the game and on television. It was incredible. Something I don't like in the game, it just is foreign to me, and I can't get over it. This is the patting of the head, back swabbing, and congratulations. Well, it's not really congratulations, but it's commiserations, I suppose, for players who make errors. Where has it come from?
Yeah,
well, in the last couple of years.
From the kickoff on Friday night, and players rush from everywhere to console old Butterfingers himself. The Bulldogs scored from the scrum. So it was silly, really.
Last night,
Lachlan Coote, and boy, didn't he make up for it, he kicked over the dead ball line, not once, but twice against the Warriors in restarts. The Cowboys raced to Coote like he'd won the match for them. Well, he just about did a bit later on.
Yes,
it's
yes.
One thing to lift a teammate who was down on confidence, but what we are seeing in the NRL is, I reckon, over the top. Coote did set up two tries and they were down 12-0, so he more than made up for it. And what a good young player he is. We've forgotten about how good he is because he had a year out last year. Remember, he got injured first up last year, and boy, he's come back.
Yeah, he's been good.
Another thing that's interesting, guys, just quickly, we could be watching history unfold in front of us in the referees' ranks. From what I've seen this season, Casey Badger is refereeing with more confidence than a bearded husband, Gavin. Gavin seems to have lost confidence where Casey looks capable of becoming the game's first female NRL whistleblower. Now, wouldn't that be a story?
Wow.
Casey Badger refaces Gavin Badger.
Oh, that's a dream.
It's got a good ring to it, isn't it?
That's a dream.
Hey, Pete, what about the Zappers today, mate? How are you looking this afternoon's games?
Keen. very keen on. Very impressed with what Jason Taylor's done with the West Tigers.
Yes.
And I think they'll wallop the Raiders today. I'm taking them at the line, all up into the Knights at the line, so we can just enjoy our Sunday football, get some money for you, and get some money for the men of league. I think they'll beat the Eels, who are disappointing away from home. Tomorrow night's game I'm looking forward to, two Sharks and the Rabbits. The Rabbits have slipped a little bit of late, and the Sharks have certainly lifted their game. It should be terrific, and hats off to Jake Granville last night. Three tries for the Cowboys in that terrific comeback win, 28-24. They only led at the Bell. The Warriors are an enigma. I can't work them out. They led 12-0 early. They should have gone on and won the game, but they didn't. And Thurston, 250 games, 1,600 points. If I had a hat on, I'd take it off.
What about Jake Granville's try against the Rabbitohs, standing up Greg Inglis and running away from him? That's one for the grandkids.
Mm. Yeah, it is. And like, he's a stocky little thing, too.
Yeah.
He's come out of the Broncos, and he shows that that's the type of hooker you've got to have today. And that's off to, while I'm taking them, off to Mary McGregor, who's done a terrific job, particularly in defence with the Dragons. That was a solid win on Friday night, 12-10 over the Broncos. And Wayne Bennett comes back to his old successful happy hunting ground with a loss.
Yeah, absolutely. Zorb, good on you, mate. Enjoy your Sunday, and we'll speak next week.
Okay, goodbye, guys.
See you, Pete.
There he is, Peter Peters. West Tigers -7.5 is $1.80 at tab.com.au. The line for the Newcastle Parramatta game is -6.5 for Newcastle at $1.95. Remember, that $50 bet courtesy of tab.com.au, and all monies raised goes to the Men of League Foundation. 1353-53 is the open line number. I was waiting for the call. It's come. Good morning, Adrian.
James. Good morning, Raymond.
Good morning, Adrian. How are you?
Two great gentlemen on a Sunday morning. Just two quick things. Would that be like an NRL world record, a hat-trick by a hooker, by Jake Granville?
Yeah, well, I saw him score one of them, and then how quickly did he do it?
No, but has a hooker ever scored three tries ever?
Oh, geez, fair question.
I reckon Kerry Walters might have done it once, Jimmy. But
no, I don't think it's ever happened.
Yeah,
that's one for Dave Middleton. Yeah. We'll get on to him for that.
And one other thing, would Casey Badger ever have the need to put Gavin in the sin bin for a professional foul at home?
Move on, Adrian. Move on.
Do you think that could happen?
Well, why couldn't he put her in the sin bin for a professional foul?
University could do it as well. They could both put themselves in the bin or each other in the bin.
Yeah, at the same time.
I reckon there's probably a reality show there.
Hey, Adrian, we're a family program, mate. Let's keep it clean on a Sunday morning. Now,
there's probably a reality show there somewhere.
Well, what, your reality? that'd be interesting. Now, what do you got for us? Come on.
A couple of quick things. First of all, you know, the Roosters Storm game last night was brilliant.
Yes.
Fantastic game. High quality game.
Yes.
James Maloney answered his critics. He was terrific last night.
He played really, really well in the losing side, didn't he? Yeah.
I mean, he was... I mean, if they won the game, he'd be the man of the match.
Yes, that's exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah, well, definitely deserved it if that would have been the case. A great game. And just look, this round 13, you know, I work in real estate, cooling off periods. If you did that beyond a period of like, it'd just be anarchy in property sales.
Mm.
It's just a joke.
Yep.
The NRL, I mean, AKA the Keystone Cops, why can't they come out and end it right now? Along with all the other schmozzles that run that organisation runs.
No reason.
Mm.
No reason at all, Adrian.
It just adds to speculation, doesn't it, Jimmy and Adrian?
And it's speculation. On. Yeah, it upsets supporters for both sides.
You know, Jimmy, and Ray, well, they made a point. They said if the Gold Coast got an extra 3,000 memberships on the because DCE was going up there.
Yeah.
So what happens there? Things change. Mm. Caesar gets signed by the Raider. It just causes a calamity of schmozzle. I just cannot believe the NRL, a professional organisation, who have become the laughing stock of world sport by doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. Massive.
Greenberg or somebody step up and say, this is a joke, we're going to change it today.
Massive domino effect, Adrian. Thank you for the call. 1353-53,
the open
line.
Jimmy, Z quiz.
No, hang on. Write down the date, because Adrian has come on the program and made sense. The 19th of April, 2015. Mark it down, ladies and gentlemen.
Loyal caller, Jimmy.
1353-53 is that open line number, mate. It is the Z and Z quiz.
What's the score, Jimmy?
You lead 5-2. Call now for your chance to win a watch from Z&Z Jewellers in the colours of your choice.
Now, Sky Sports Radio is previewing key meetings earlier. Get your winners Wednesdays to Saturdays with previews for all the day's TAB meetings from 10:30 a.m. Monday and Tuesday mornings at 10:30, it's all the latest in greyhound and harness racing, followed by the day's racing previews. 7 days a week, your racing leader is Sky Sports Radio. TAB Saddle Up Sunday. Visit our most exciting regions, like the picturesque Hunter and Northwest.
Tamworth's turn to saddle up is on Sunday, April 26th. A great day for the whole family is guaranteed. Featuring fashions on the field, live music, plenty of kids' entertainment, and a range of hospitality options available. Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing have the mounting yard covered.
For more on TAB Saddle Up Sundays, visit gocountryracing.com.au.
Harvey Norman's first ever clearance outlet is now open. It's at Mascot in Sydney, full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, cheap, cheap and price to clear. Fridges, washers, air conditioning, TV, computers, furniture and outdoor bedding, flooring and lots, 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 lots more. You'll love the savings at Harvey Norman's clearance outlet, Gardeners Road, Mascot.
Go, Harvey, go!
Sundays just don't feel right without a dose of the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend on Sky Sports Radio.
Z&Z Jewellers has been a hearthful institution for over a quarter of a century. For more than 20 years, they've been the source of official NRL watches and rings, and they've been designing and making the grand final ring with passion for the last 17 years. So if you want the official watch of your team, or if your business needs corporate gifts of distinction, if you're looking for an engagement or wedding ring, or if you want jewellery remodelled or repaired, do what the NRL does. See Alan at Z&Z Westfield, Hurstville, or visit znz.com.au.
Yeah, Z&Z, I had a chat with Al during the week, went out for a bit of lunch, so he's a good man. Get in there to Westfield at Hurstville, or if you can't do that, get online, znz.com.au. That's Z-E-D-N-Z-E-D.com.au. All right, we've got Mark and Mark.
Mark so, 1, Mark 2.
Here we go, Mark 1 from Alfred's Point. G'day, Mark.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Very well, mate. I'm with you. So let's go. Question one. Which team do the Rabbitohs play in the NRL tomorrow night? Is it Parramatta, Cronulla or Newcastle?
Cronulla.
Yeah, spot on. Well done. Question two. Which Super Rugby team has the bye this round? Is it the Highlanders, the Brumbies or the Lions?
The Lions.
Oh, well done, Mark one. Question three. What is US Masters winner Jordan Spieth's new world golf ranking? Is he 2, 3, or 4 in the world?
2.
Well done, Mark. One.
Solid. Mark one.
Oh, the pressure's on now, Jimmy. Mark two from Hartley. Mark, good morning.
G'day.
Have you heard that? You can't afford a mistake here, so the very best of luck.
Yeah, righto.
Okay, question number one. Who does Melbourne City play in the A-League tonight? Central Coast, Perth, or Wellington?
Wellington.
Bad luck, Mark 2. Out of the game, bright and early. It's Perth tonight up playing Melbourne City. So, Mark 1, Jimmy, you're back on board. 5-3.
5-3. Mark 1, you there?
Yeah, yeah.
Who's your team, Mark?
West Tigers.
West Tigers, well, fantastic. Are you going out to Leichhardt today?
Yeah.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, congratulations, mate. Enjoy the day at the footy, and we'll be sending you a West Tigers watch courtesy of Z&Z Jewellers, mate. Stay on the line. We'll get your details. We do appreciate that. He's back from Australian Bloodstock, Raymond, Anthony Gaffer.
Yeah, Anthony, good morning.
How are we?
Yeah, terrific, Anthony, and welcome back. And Anthony, what sort of feedback have you received in relation to being an auction online as opposed to, say, an auction at a sales ring?
Yeah, look, it's been quite good because we, obviously we're appealing to an audience right across Australia, and we've actually got some international members now, which is pretty exciting. So, like, what we're experiencing and the feedback we've been getting has been good because some horses that are located on the in Victoria and New South Wales are appealing to horses all over Australia. So, no, it's been quite good. Yeah, it's been quite good.
Anthony, how's the auction process working with this website as opposed to a regular classified site that has been used previously?
Yeah, look, we're finding that, the beauty of obviously being an auction, I guess the main point of difference as opposed to a classified site is people are still being able to sell their horse under auction conditions. And, you know, when selling a horse under auction conditions, obviously sometimes you can get above what your asking price is. And, yeah, and so that's been working really well. Mm. Yeah, that's been working well.
Anthony, you've been going for a few months now. How's the membership base growing?
Yeah, it's going really good. We're very happy with the number of members that we've got. And for us, it was always about, I mean, we have a database of 12,000, but our members we're nudging 1,000. I think we're up to 1,680. We're nearly at 1,700 members. So look, the numbers that we've got are good. And the good thing about our members are they all are genuine buyers and sellers. They're actually people who are doing business. So it's good. No, it's really good.
And all right, explain this countdown. I'm on your site at the moment. I'm looking at lot 9 from the current catalogue. It's Eminent Speed. She's the dam of exciting Spinnaker Run. Now, the countdown's on with the clock. It's very simple to follow. She's up in Rockhampton, so you know where she is. It's got a full, she's tested positive in foal to Altius. Current bid, there's 9 bids up, and the current price is $1,500. It's very simple and easy to understand, Anthony.
Yeah, it is very simple. So put your money, you put your hands in your pocket, get your money out and buy that horse.
Jimmy, pressure's on.
Mate, where do I put a dam that a horse that's tested positive in foal at Bondi?
Yeah, so basically, call me, I can help you.
All right, no problem, no problem.
Basically, that horse there, as you can see, it's final countdown and would have approximately 3 days left on it. And you can see the final countdown every second throughout the catalogue, when the catalogue's being released, you know where it's up to, you know where the where it's up to in people placing bids. You can see how many bidders it's got, how many unique bidders, and it obviously goes for the 5 days. So the five day final countdown is rolling, and then it leads into the a section which we call the final countdown, which is just before the auction is released, and then a horse sells every minute. So at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, the beauty of it is there's a horse that sells every minute, and if a bid is placed within that final 20 seconds of that minute, the time for that particular lot rolls on for another 20 seconds. So we're always willing to take an extra bid, and we'll never have two horses selling at the same time because the whole catalogue rolls back. So in the last 20 seconds, when it does receive a bid, it does roll on for another 20 seconds to give the vendor more chance to get more money for its horse.
Yeah, understand, Anthony. In relation to the catalogue, Anthony, good numbers again. How the listing's being received?
The catalogue is good. We're pretty happy with the numbers. We're up to there's 47 lots in this catalogue. We have had one withdrawal, but there's 46 lots in the catalogue, and the listings have been coming in. Basically, I think it's probably about 60 or 70% of them are coming in organically. We are still obviously calling our members, touching base to see how they're going, how they found the site, and looking for listings at times too. So, it's all starting to fall into hand now, so it's good.
Fantastic. Good on you, Anthony. Check out the website, bloodstockauction.com, bloodstockauction.com. And if you've got a Jimmy from Bondi that's bidding feverishly on lot 9, Eminent Speed, you know exactly who it is, Anthony. Good on you, mate. We'll speak next week. Anthony Gaffer there from bloodstockauction.com. Now, I believe, Tan, you're in the house.
Morning.
And
scratching. Morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Jimmy. Morning, everyone. Two race meetings in New South Wales today, Wyong and Narromine, starting with Wyong, where the weather is overcast. The track is a soft 5. The rail is out 4 metres from the 1350 to the 210, then to the remainder, and there are 12 scratchings. Race 1, take out 6, cross court, 6 from race 1. Race 2, number 1, Carlino's Way, and 5, Monsoon Charlie, 1 and 5. Out of race 3, take 8, Airplane, 8 from race 3. Race 4, number 6, Joda, 6 from race 4. To race 5, take out 3, Dylan Rocks, and 4, Red Jubawi, 3 and 4. Out of the 6, number 7, Pyramid Prince, and 12, Bring Luck, 7 and 12. And out of the last race, 7 takes 7, Remlap's Jewel, 9 Accompany Me, and 12 Atisi's, 7, 9 and 12. To Narromine, the weather is overcast, the track is a soft 6, the rail is true, and there are 18 scratchings. The first is clear. Race 2 take out 13, Sejour, 14, Princess Emily, and 15, Hot Lava, 13, 14, 15. Race 3, number 2, Blue Boy Jag, 6, All for Kicks, 8, Can't See a Thing, and 17, Miss Hieronymus, 2, 6, 8, and 17. Out of the fourth, number 10, Who Gives a Hoot, number 10 from race 4. Race 5, number 4, Don't Tease Me, 5, Autumn Nights, 8, Ice Chiller, 12, Binary Lad, and 14, Gran Valiente, 4, 5, 8, 12 and 14. Race 6, number 9, Judo, 9 from race 6. And out of the last takes, 3, 2, Penny Blue, 7, Tin Mine, 14, Barista Miss, and 15, Toss Up. 3, 7, 14 and 15.
Couple of quick tips, Tan, in Wyong race 2, number 3, Embley. And at Narromine, Diggers Cup day today, Jimmy.
Yep.
In the Diggers Cup, race 6, number 2, Land Duncan. Best bet, though, race 2, number 8, Exciter Nation.
All right, Steve Mortimer, Graham Arnold, Jake Lloyd, Cooper Cronk, Dean Ritchie, Trent Langskell. That is a final hour coming up next.